Today's shiur is May 27th, the 3rd of Sivan, and is dedicated in honor of the bar mitzvahs of Chaim Rothberger and Levi Adler. May they both grow up to bring nachas to their families in Klal Yisrael and to be B'nai Torah. We're going to speak about Besamim on Yontif, and to do this we're going to introduce a Gemara on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. And the Gemara says as follows, it's towards the middle. Okay, and here's what the Gemara says. It says, Rava bar Rav Ada, Raven bar Rav Ada, Damri Taveh, Kiavina be Rav Yehuda, when they were in the house of Rav Yehuda for Yontif, Hayam Mivshach for Yahivlan, Alusa, right? And they would go and break these besamim and use it, they break these twigs, and they would use it for, you would use it for smell, even though really this could be used for a twig. The problem is the Gemara above, we brought down a brisa, and the brisa says, "Metaltalin atzi v'samim l'riach b'hem l'nech v'chola." But v'lo yiktemenu l'riach bo v'im kitmo potter aval aser. But it says that you're not allowed to go ahead and do it. It's potter aser, but you're not allowed to do it. So what does the Gemara end up doing? So the Gemara ends up telling us that we have a machlokas tanaim, the brisa on the top, which says you're not allowed to go break atzi b'samim or break any type of etzim for their b'samim. That's Rabbi Elazar, because Rabbi Elazar is going to hold the following. If you break a twig, and you can make a kli out of it, he's going to hold that's Asur Nidoraisa. And because that's Asur Nidoraisa, we were gozer on breaking twigs for Besamim. This mice of Rabbi Yehuda, that was following the Chachamim, who hold that breaking a twig for a kli purpose is only going to be a Durabanan to start with, so we're not going to be making any Xera on Besamim. Comes out that really, according to the Chachamim, there is no Isser to go ahead and break a twig and be, to fervor summon. And that's what brings us to a discussion that Tosos Dibur Maskel Ki Havinan comes into. And this discussion is preluded by the fact, the question that Tosos wants to know, why don't we use Besamim on Motzei Yontif? So the simplest answer could have been, well, if you weren't allowed to break the sum and break eitzim to make the sum on Yontif, that could have a very simple answer. The answer would be that since you're not allowed to go ahead and do it on Yontif, if I would allow you to do it on Motzei Yontif, I would be afraid that you might go on Yontif to go ahead and break the atzi b'samim. So the fact is that you're allowed to break the atzi b'samim on Yontif. So then why can't we have the sum on, why don't we have the sum on Motzei Yontif? So Tosos brings down the following. Tosos says the following. Tosos says, well, there's a difference between Motzei Yontif. Tosos says that, what do we have besamim normally? Normally we have besamim for the loss of the Neshama Yisera. We know Gemara in Beitza a little bit earlier on says that Neshama Yisera was given to the person. And based on the pasuk of Ayom Hashvi Shavaz Vayin Afash, that when Shabbos ends, the Gemara says, Vay Avda Nefesh, that as soon as Motzei Shabbos, not Menosom Imenu, Kevin Sheshav as Vay of the Nefesh. We see that the Nefesh number Yaseva is taken away. So what we do is we have Besamim on Motzei Shabbos to counter that, that the little smell brings a little relief to our Neshama, as a smell is a very spiritual type of sensation. So because there's no Neshama Yaseva on Yontif, we don't need Besamim on Motzei Yontif. So Tosfos has one more kash on the bottom. So Tosfos says, "Yom Tomer, so Ma'alim Avarchin Abesamim Kishachal Yom Tov Liyos B'Motzei Shabbos." So Tosfos says, "Well, that's very good. I can understand if it's Stamim Yontif. Yontif comes on a weekday. We have Shavuos coming out on Wednesday this week, and those are unfortunate enough to be in Chutz La'aretz on a Thursday. Either way, then the Yontif is going to be ending in Eretz Yisrael. You're making Havdalah on a Wednesday night, and Chutz La'aretz making Havdalah on a Thursday night. Okay, so I understand there's no Mot Neshama Yisera, but let's say situation comes that you have Yontif on Motzei Shabbos, like we had last year of Shavuos, the first night was Sunday night. The first night was Motzei Shabbos. So according to what Tosfos is saying, if you have a Neshama Yisera for Shabbos and no Neshama Yisera for Yontif, so then you should, l'chora, have Besamim. So why don't we do that? We know that in Merim Sachem lists a whole bunch of different permutations for Havdalah. Yaknaha, Yanhak, and so on and so on, and we paskin, we end up making Yaknahas, we throw the Zman in there, but clearly there is no Besamim in there. So Tosfos says the following. It says, Kevan, v'yesh lo machalim chashuvim v'tovim. Since on Yontif, if you're going to be eating good food, so miyashiv daitom and meila below reich besamim, so that the food and the simchas Yontif that you're going to be having, that's going to be enough to alleviate the loss of the neshama yisera. We normally use the besamim to take care of the vayav the nefesh. Well, over here, you're not going to have to say vayav the nefesh. Why? Because the day of Yontif itself, with the machalim that they have in the pleasures, the physical pleasures that Yom Tov brings, that's going to take away from the loss of the neshama yisera. Now, the Rashbam Pesachim has a totally different take on it. The Rashbam Pesachim says the reason why we don't make a besamim on Motzei Shabbos when Yom Tov comes out of Motzei Shabbos, he said because there's a neshama yisera that Yom Tov also has a neshama yisera. So to go from one neshama yisera to another neshama yisera, clearly you're not going to need besamim to alleviate it because you still have it. But of course, the Tosfos and Pesachim asks, Kuf Beis and Beis, well, if that's the case, then Rashbam has walked himself into a big kasha. I can understand, fine, you want to explain why when Yontif comes out of Motzei Shabbos, we don't have besamim. That's fine, because you're going from one neshama yisera to another neshama yisera. But if that's the case, then the chor, you should be making besamim, having besamim when you make Havdol on Motzei Yontif, because chor, you're losing that neshama yisera. That's what Tosos ends with the kasha, and that's what Tosos has a conclusion that there is no neshama yisera on Yontif. However, it's brought down in a number of Sfarim. I saw it brought down the name of the Kedusha Slavi that one could say, like the Rashbam, but have a certain chiluk. And what's the chiluk? The chiluk is this. We know that in Shemone Esrei, on Shabbos, we say Mekadesh HaShabbos. That's the bracha that we have in Kiddush, that's the bracha we have in Davening. On Yontif, though, we add another word to the equation. We say Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. Rosh Hashanah, it's Mekadesh Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron. What's the idea of the Yisrael? So we know that Shabbos is Kodesh Me'ilav, that's it. Shabbos comes, there's Kedusha. Yontif, however, is something Kazei Reir Kadesh, right? The Moadim were given over to us. Eile Moadei Hashem Asher Tekru Osomik Roi Kodesh. The Moadim are our possession, so to speak. We're the ones that make the Moadim. And the Kedusha Slavi goes even a step further. It says, Shabbos comes from Hashpa, from Hashem. It's there automatically. Yontif comes from our work. We see this even this more especially by this Yontif, the Yontif of Shavuos, that's coming up. Habalinu Letova, we have the idea of Sfiras HaOmer, being a Zman, where we're making ourselves for Kabbalah Satorah. So comes the Berditch of Aaron and says like this, because we are Kona, our Chelik and Yontif before, the Neshama Yisera comes to us through our own work, it doesn't leave, but it remains a Roshan. And they bring down that, besides, after Yontif, we have a day called Isru Chag. We don't have an Isru day called Isru Shabbos. Even though when I was in Yeshiva, Rebbeim used to always notice that sometimes the attendance on Sunday morning in Shir was a little bit less, and they would say, "Oi, Shabbos Sheni Shogolios." The truth is, though, there is no concept of Isru Shabbos, but there is a concept of Isru Chag. And where does that come from? It comes from a very famous pasuk we say in Halo, "Kel Hashem Vayaralanu Isru Chag BaAvosim Ar Karnos HaMizbeach." What's interesting is, what does the word Avosim mean? Avosim are Hadasim, and I think when we say this, it says that you get the Isru Chag, you tie up the Chag by tying hadasim on the Mizbeach. It's almost to say that you don't need the hadasim. What do hadasim do? Hadasim provide a reich, provide a smell. Perhaps the pasuk is telling us we don't need besamim to give us that relief, because this relief that we have of what the besamim does is through our avoda before Yontif. That when we prepare for Yontif properly, and we make Yontif into a special day that it is, this neshama yisera is going to stay for us. And we don't need the actual besamim to keep this up, but it's through our avoda that will allow the hashpah of Yontif to continue on. And Bezus Hashem, as we go through the coming Yontif of Shavuos, the avoda and the aliyah and the ruchnius that we experience, this Kabbalah Satorah should last us not only throughout the next coming months, but throughout the year. A real Isru Chag Bavos in my Karnas Mizbeach. Have a good week and a wonderful Yom Tov.